his name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with C-R-O-D-N-A.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
How's that?
Hey, this is Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast, episode 40, live from the Retro Crush studios in Sacramento. Well, I want to start off this show by using my far reach to millions of people to complain about DirecTV. I can't believe these guys. I've got this DirecTV TiVo unit where I can watch my shows, and lately it's been kind of freezing up. So, like, in the middle of a show that I recorded, it'll just kind of stop for about 5 or 10 seconds, and it's pretty frustrating there, especially when you're watching The West Wing, because it's such a good show. By the way, hey, this Sunday, live debate episode, don't miss it. But, anyway, so I did some research on the internet about this, and it says that 99% of the time that your TiVo unit is freezing up, it's because it's a bad hard drive. Of course, this is on a website that sold TiVo hard drive replacements, so you had to wonder. But anyway, I call them up and I say, hey, listen, I've had you guys for about 2 years now, and this TiVo's not working anymore. Is there a way you can just replace this? You know, what will it take? And the only way that they would replace this unit would be as if I signed a new 2-year commitment to be a customer again, and I'd have to pay $300 if I canceled within the next 2 years. And I said, "Well, how much is the unit by itself?" And it was $199. So I said, "Well, that's crazy, because I could go to Dish Network, your competitor. They're going to give me 2 months of free service, and I won't have a commitment for 18 months like that. So why would I mean, for 2 years. So why would I do that?" And they basically said, "Well, we don't know why you wouldn't." And I talked to 6 different people. They transferred me around, and they basically told me to just go on my way. So DirecTV, you lost a good customer. In Retro Crush podcast listeners, I think I've lost about 20 of you right now, because this is the most boring beginning to a podcast the world has ever seen. Well, you just heard the commercial to the Oscar Mayer Bologna commercial, and we're going to play some other classics from the 70s here to kind of start out the show. Here's a famous one from Armor Hot Dogs.
What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, tall kids, sissy kids,
even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Listen to that. That part there always troubles me. I mean, you want to buy hot dogs because sissy kids and kids with chicken pox like them. Hey, count me in. Get me some of those.
Hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs' kids love to bite.
That line always troubled me, too, as a kid, because I heard it's supposed to be the dog's kids love to bite, which more grammatically should have been the dog that kids love to bite. But I always heard that as the dog kids love to bite, and I always imagined these, like, little kids with dog faces that liked to bite people, because they were the dog kids that loved to bite. So this song was confusing to me on so many levels as a kid. It's no wonder that whenever I see Armor Hot Dogs to this very day, I urinate myself.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
This is the banjo breakdown in the rare dance mix.
But when kids fight dogs, they yell.
Wow. Armor hot dogs. You know, a commercial, I just can't find the audio for it, but I used to really be amazed by the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups commercials. And they're rather strange. There'd be a guy walking down the street eating a bar of chocolate, and then there would be this other guy walking down the street in the opposite direction eating a jar of peanut butter. Because, you know, that's just such an everyday sight to see guys walking down the street eating a jar of peanut butter with a spoon. And then the guy with the chocolate would bump into the guy with the peanut butter. Or maybe it was the other way around, because they would basically get in a big fight and the one guy would say, "Hey, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter." And the other one would say, "You got your peanut butter in my chocolate." You know, so you get two strangers just encounter each other this way. And what's the first thing they do? I mean, you don't know where that chocolate's been. And this guy, maybe it's peanut butter. Maybe it's something else more foul. But the first thing they do is they start eating it. You know, this guy, like, bumps his chocolate into the strange peanut butter, and he pops it in his mouth. He goes, "Hey, this is delicious." And as the peanut butter guy does as well. And then the slogan of, "It's two great tastes in one candy bar, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups." So I guess that's how they were invented. And it makes you wonder if, like, somebody at the Reese's company was just hanging out on the street one day and saw that happen. But anyway, since we're talking about candy bars, here's a famous candy bar commercial theme that you might have enjoyed at one time in your life.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Speaking of those candy bars, there's a Mounds you can buy now with chocolate coconut underneath the chocolate. And it's not very good, so thumbs down on that one. What the hell were you guys thinking? Well, here's a commercial that's always good to close the day out with.
Used to good friends, tonight is kind of special, the beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight,
let it be low and proud.
Let it be low and proud.
It's been so long. Hey, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass. Here's to health and happiness. So tonight, tonight, let it be all the best.
When you're with good friends having good times, don't just have a beer, have a Löwenbräu. Because good friends and good times deserve the taste of a great beer. And there's really only one, Löwenbräu.
Tonight, let it be Löwenbräu.
Ah yes, let it be Löwenbräu. Our final commercial on our commercial cavalcade of commercials is the Meow Mix commercial, which I always like so much because it's got actual cats singing, which you usually don't hear in commercials.
Meow 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 meow.
Meow Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best, tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow. I had a really nice call today with a reporter from the Chicago Sun-Times. I guess they're doing a feature on King Kong. And because I had written a couple stories about King Kong on Retro Crush, they found me on the internet. And it was just really cool because they were talking to me like just they were as a source expert for King Kong. And they were asking me about the remake that was done in the 70s and what I thought was so special about King Kong. And one of the things that really stuck out that I didn't really think too much about before, but He was asking me what I thought the underlying message of the 30s King Kong was. Was it kind of like don't mess with nature or you know, something like that? Yeah, I thought about it, and I said, you know, the 1950s Godzilla film that Toho Studios in Japan made, you know, that certainly had a background of, the post-Hiroshima atomic bomb blast behind it and the whole nuclear radiation thing. So there's definitely some messages there. But with King Kong, I mean, if you think about it, this was done in the 30s. The world was at a pretty good time then. America was kind of getting in a post-depression era, but you know, just some success starting to come back again. And it's really not about much except just a good, fun, destructive time. I mean, you're cheering for King Kong. You really just like him causing the destruction. And it's, I guess there is no message underneath King Kong. It's just like, what's the underlying message of this great roller coaster? None at all. Just have a fun time and enjoy it. You know, and it's amazing, you know, more than 70 years later, how the King Kong film still holds up to be so great. You know, as primitive as the special effects were back then, the stop motion animation they did with that King Kong model still looks great. And, you know, 40 years later, when Dino De Laurentiis made that remake with King Kong, of King Kong, with Jeff Bridges and Jessica Lange, is horrible. I mean, it probably had 10 to 20 times the budget of the original film, but still, it's a guy in a gorilla suit, and it looks awful. And I have to say, though I'm interested in seeing Peter Jackson, who did such a great job on the Lord of the Rings films, what he's going to do with King Kong, the trailers I've seen for it already have me disappointed. If you go to apple.com/trailers, there's King Kong links all over it that you can look at. But it's like the new King Kong almost just looks like a big giant gorilla. And the original Kong didn't look really like a gorilla. He was kind of like his own unique monster self. And looks like this new one's just a little different here. So hopefully it's going to be an entertaining movie. Got a lot of good movie previews coming up that I'm going to go check out. Harry Potter I'm going to check out on the 12th, about a week early, so I'll get a good early review of that. And I'm going to try to interview some of the people walking out of the theater early, so it'll be kind of fun to hear some comments from that as well. So I was checking TV shows on DVD.com out, and I was pretty excited for Americans that in January there's a series coming out called Black Books. Now, I've got a multi-region DVD recorder, and if you don't know what that means, basically DVDs that you buy in America only work in America and Canada. They've got, I think, 5 different regions that DVDs exist in, and it's this really lame thing that the DVD industry has put together. I think it's the Motion Picture Association that is behind it all. But basically, if you buy a DVD from England, it will not work on a player in America. One from China won't work in Canada, and likewise. But some of the players in England and other countries are what they call region-free, or they've disabled the region encoding, so you can play DVDs from anywhere that you've got. So my mother, who lives in Scotland, often sends me really cool DVDs from England from shows I should try out. And there's this incredible show called Black Books, and it stars, I forget the name, but it's a guy that's had one of the parts in Shaun of the Dead. And, you know, there's this alcoholic guy who runs a bookstore in England, and it's just a lot of fun. Certainly, if you've enjoyed shows like The Office, this is a show that you might want to give a chance. But anyway, I've had UK-only DVDs of this for some time, and it's kind of cool that it's finally going to be released here in the USA on January 10th. So I'll play some audio of that in an upcoming episode so you can see how funny this thing really is, and hopefully you'll give it a try when it comes to the States here. As always, we want you to leave a voicemail. Call our voicemail hotline. I'd like to get a lot more calls. We've been having like 2 or 3 people monopolizing most of the voicemails, and you know, just because you leave 7 messages doesn't mean I'm going to play them necessarily. And I think the pretend to be angry juggalo shtick is getting a little old. So it was funny the first 10 times I heard it. But, you know, unless you're a real juggalo that's mad at me, don't bother calling, because those are getting a little bit tired for me to listen to. But dial 916-231-9480, and we will play your voicemail on the podcast. Here's one we've got. Looks like it's from the same person who did the weird voice distorted trip down Webster's stinky pussy. And this is a new one here for you.
Hi, this is Baby Barry again. Why did you leave me at the grocery store, Daddy? You were too busy recording your podcast again. Damn you and your podcast. I told you I'm almost out of raw hamburg, which is all I've had to eat for the 2 weeks I've been here. Why did you leave me, Papa Barry?
Well then, so please, I know you guys can do better than this, so let's hear from you there. Let's hear from women that live in strange places. Let's hear from drunk people walking home. Let's hear from children locked in the basements of their mean parents' house. All of these things. Give us a call. 916-231-9480. It's just a toll call to Sacramento, so it shouldn't cost you too much if you're outside of the area there. But look forward to hear from you. Hey, a couple episodes, you kind of heard at the end of that voicemail us making fun of, I think it was in episode 37, where there was this music act that went by the name of Little Marky, where it was a song told from the perspective of an unborn baby who ends up getting aborted, and it ends with, "Why did you kill me, Mommy?" And turns out there's like a ton of Little Marky songs out there. Got an email from a listener named Charlotte who pointed me out to a link that had pictures of the guy that's singing the song and some other songs that this guy's recorded in this still crazy baby voice as well. I'm going to play a little bit of one here for you. It's a little bit too long and boring and doesn't have the same funny payoff that the Why'd You Kill Me Mommy song did, but this is one about an alcoholic father that beats up Little Marky, and just check out the beginning of this song. I mean, it's just, it makes no sense. It's supposed to be about a kid who finds God, and his father ends up beating him because he's an alcoholic, but just look how self-degrading this kid is to himself at the beginning of this song. It's just insane.
I was kind of fat when I was a baby. I remember when I was born. I was so fat and so ugly that when I arrived, the doctor took one look at me and slapped my mother. He said, "This is the ugliest baby I ever saw." Well, my mother was kind of fat too. You know, no one ever invited us to church except once a year during a revival meeting they call Pack a Pew Night. One Sunday evening, Mom and I went to a small church. Most of the other churches we went to, the preacher would tell us how kind and sweet we all were. But I knew different. I only took a bath once a month, and usually when we went to church, it was on the third week.
What the hell? I mean, most of the churches told us how kind and sweet we were, but I knew different because I only took a bath once a month. Well, I'm sorry. Back to Little Marky here.
But this time the preacher told us how rotten and sinful we were. And if we didn't ask Jesus to save us, we'd all go to hell. I turned to Mom and I said, "Mama, I don't want to go to hell." Then the preacher told us how to be saved and asked us to come forward and accept Christ. Well, when the invitation was given, I walked up to the preacher and told him I wanted to be saved. He led me to a pew off to the side, and he said, "Marky, kneel down." I said, "I am." I was kind of short, too.
Now, I'm going to cut out some points here. Basically, Marky goes on to get saved, And then he goes home to his father and tells him about his great day.
I was opening it up. Where was it? Daddy, guess what? My daddy was what a lot of people called an alcoholic. He used to drink so much. At first he didn't. He'd go to a party and one of those business kind, you know, and all the guys around said, come on, Bob, take a drink or two. He'd say, no, thank you. Oh, come on, don't be one of those freaks. So Daddy said, in order not to be unsociable, he went ahead and take a drink. Well, he kept drinking more and more parties and more drinks. Finally, Daddy would drink before he got up in the morning, after he'd get home.
He would drink before he got up in the morning. That's a pretty tough thing to do there, don't you think?
During dinner, after dinner, before he'd go to bed. That's all Daddy would do. Well, I looked at Dad and said, Daddy, I wish you get saved. He said, leave me alone. I said, Daddy, please, ask Jesus to come in your heart and save you. I said, quit it. I said, Daddy, if you don't get saved, you're going to go to hell.
Daddy said, I'm already in hell listening to your crazy voice all day, little Marky.
Daddy got up and he started chasing me around the living room. He told me if I didn't watch it, I was gonna get you. I said, oh, Daddy, please don't hit me. He took a ball bat and he started to swing, and Mama come out right outside by the kitchen door just at the same time. Daddy swung him. He didn't hit me. He hit my Mama. And he hit her. And hit her. And hit her again. Mama didn't move for a long time. I thought she went to go to heaven. Well, after
meow,
Mama
meow, 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 meow.
Well, that's a crazy way to end this song. The alcoholic dad basically beats up the mom and she starts meowing like a cat. I don't think Jesus could save any of that crazy family. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. We've got some more exciting podcasts lined up soon. We're going to do a tribute to the Breakfast Club shortly, so I hope you enjoy that. We'll have lots of cool quotes and some behind-the-scenes information about this movie that you might not have known about. So have a good day. Please visit our site at retrocrush.com. Email me at rberry@retrocrush.com. And the email address is always on the website, so if you forget it, just check that out there. And I'd love to hear from you, really. That's one of the best things about doing this show. We don't have any ads on this show. We're not making any money off this podcast at all. But we're getting a lot of viewers. We're getting about maybe 700 or 800 people an episode listening now, which is just great. And if just even a chunk of you could take the time to email me, let me know what you think or hate or like about the show. I'd really love to hear from you. And again, always call 916-231-9480. Look forward to hear from you. Till then, have a great day.
Don't just say, hey, baby, you got nice tits. Think about it a little bit. Then tell her you've only seen one other woman whose breasts come even close to being as shapely as hers.
Hey, by the way, that Super Freak Nintendo-style cover is by NH of the Something Awful Forum, and we're hopefully going to do a feature soon with a bunch of Nintendo-style covers of classic songs. So we're really going now this time, I promise. Bye!